It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Breaking news, men are jerks.
What?
Oh, what?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So what happened now?
What did Gibbon say yesterday that was so profound that made you think?
Okay. So Gibbon says, bear with me. I'm just applying my makeup for the day. Bear with me, everyone. Anyway.
Putting on a nice little base coat there.
Yeah. Gibbons says, in passing.
I have no idea where you're going right now.
We were talking about presence and relationships. Did you hear Gibbons the other day on the air say, oh, we're just doing whatever we get you as a gift for Valentine's Day, it's about the Facebook picture?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, 100%.
And it went right over my head. And then I started thinking about it and I went, wait a second.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's all for the Facebook picture? Is this a ploy? Are you trying to tell me that guys don't care at all about us or what we want? It's about bragging and who's, you know, what's bigger?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Well, I'm so disappointed. This is like when you find out things are fake.
Look, it's,
this is like
Allie,
one of those moments for me where it's, you're just giving gifts to women to on Valentine's Day, and you're getting the biggest gift because you want to look better than the next guy. Is that right? But just clarifying.
Yes, but on the other side of the coin, is it not true that you want to look like you have the better guy because you get the better gift on social media? Because I think it also feeds the woman as well.
Maybe it is fed on both sides.
I think it's fed on.
I
think it's fed on both.
Anyone likes my dude,
but right.
Yes,
sure.
I think back in the day, a lot of insecurity people would have been like, "Look how great my guy is." But hold on, though. Can I also tell you why I think women do that? Because they're unsure.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you're confident, you don't need to post about how amazing he was and that he did this and this and this for you because you're fulfilled. Are you with me here?
But
if you're posting it, it's really a sign that you want that.
Right.
And from the guy's perspective, I made that statement. I would see on Valentine's Day a friend of mine who got his girlfriend, wife, whatever, like 3 dozen roses, and I only got 2 dozen, and I would go, damn it, Steve outdid me.
You would
and
compare
now your
yourself.
Because you're afraid that your girl's going to see that and be like, why didn't he get me 3 dozen
because
roses?
I'm worried about what she's going to think. And it's all because the basis of gift giving, it's not about the
it's
gift.
It's about the person that gives it. I've always said that.
Yep. And
it's
you're
for them.
And once again, I hate it when you're right.
It's
but
true.
And it's
you're
a tale
so
as old
on.
As time. The male wants to be the dominant one. We want to be the one that's the best. We want to be the best mate for you. So we want to have the best gift and get, yes, the most likes on Facebook and or Instagram. 100%. Yes.
That is crazy.
Totally.
And I think that it's so misleading. You know what I mean? It's such a trick for
women.
Well,
I mean, we're still well-intended with our gift. We just really like it if it gets a lot of likes, you know?
Yeah.
We like it better.
You know, you said something too, Gibbons, about how like we compare then. So now you've got Cindy who got, you know, roses from Jim, and he looks like the best guy ever, but their relationship is crap.
Yep.
But for one day, he got her 3 dozen roses, and now Carrie down the way is so envious of Jim and Cindy, but Jim and Cindy are full of crap, and they're only on Facebook
and
once.
In fact,
Jim's cheating on his wife. That's why he got her 3 dozen roses, but on Facebook, they look really happy,
and
don't
Cindy's
they?
Sleeping with her boss.
We wonder why we're never happy and we constantly compare and we want like you said, Riggs, you want people your mate to be amazing and the
See?
Best looking. Like, I don't even give a damn anymore.
I swear to God.
You just stated the obvious to everybody, so.
No, but I thought this was going to be a segment of me getting beat up and this is another therapy session.
I feel
better after this.
Yeah,
I feel better.
We can trust no men at Valentine's
Day. No, not at all.
Because I'm
going
to be like, oh,
nope.
who are you trying to, I'm not going to post a gift ever again.
You can't trust men anyway. We're men. Come on. We're all dogs
Fine.
Except for me and Riggs. Come
Fine.
On.
Sure.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.